Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador. And we've got our good friend, Mr. Todd Benzman from the Center for Immigration Studies. He is still at the front lines right now down in, well, you tell us where you are at this point, Todd. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, great to be here. Well, first of all, I'm back from Tapachula, Mexico, down in the southern Mexican state of Chiapas. Was there for about a week checking out the massive Mexican military operation that for almost a year straight has dammed up hundreds of thousands of immigrants down there so that they can't cross our border and make the Democrats look bad during the campaign. It's all part of a diplomatic deal that was struck back in December of 2023 and is mainly responsible for the sharp decline in border crossings ever since. Numbers are way down, border crossings, and this is the reason why, but nobody's really gone down there to see what's going on. So I spent a week down there interviewing immigrants and government officials and police and shelter managers and everybody I could get my hands on. And what I came away with was that the Mexicans are really struggling to hold this dam back right now, to hold the human tidal wave. There are hundreds of thousands that have been deported from the northern provinces, meaning our border, to the south, but there's probably somewhere as many as 7,000 a day still crossing in, which has created this hellscape down there, untenable. So the Mexicans are contending with this idea that Trump might win and people want to get in before the election in case he does win. It's a 50-50 chance. And that's really creating a lot of pressure on the Mexican military operation right now. They are moving, meaning they being the Mexican government, are moving people between cities from Tapachula to other less crowded cities just to be able to manage the population for another 2 weeks or so until the election. They're providing transfer permission slips to get on buses to go to other Chiapas and Tabasco state cities, including some as far as Mexico City, but they're not letting anyone beyond Mexico City, at least not until the American election. So the military operation that's been going on for a year straight now almost, by agreement with Washington, is still operating. It's still good. It's viable. It's happening. But the pressures are just becoming unmanageable, and a lot more are slipping through the cordon and making it now to Eagle Pass. You're starting to see them trickle in. They're getting through. More and more are getting through. Now, we're also seeing more caravans start to form down there. A lot of people in the media here are saying, well, they're all heading to the U.S. border. That's not true. I was with one of the caravans for a whole day interviewing everybody in it. Those are escorted by the Mexican military and police. They are not heading to the U.S. border at all, not yet anyway. Those caravans are being used to help the Mexican government transfer people out of overcrowded cities. I call them caged cities. Huge drama going on down there in Mexico, completely uncovered by the American media. And to the extent that the American media is covering it, they're getting it wrong about the caravans. Those caravans are state-sanctioned and organized by the state to just help move more people faster to other southern cities. Now, after November 5th, all bets are off. I can't see why the Mexican government would maintain its part of a bargain that was probably only good until November 5th. Once the election's over, I can see a high potential for a massive rush on the U.S. border, no matter who wins.
That really, really is disturbing. That's what I was going to ask you, because I mean, whoever wins doesn't take. I mean, if it's the Democrats, it's the same thing as usual, as it was for the past 4 years. But
right.
If Trump wins, he doesn't take take office until January. So between November and January, I mean, it's Katie by the door.
Right. Exactly. I think you have that just right, because one thing I picked up loud and clear down there talking to, you know, many, many dozens of immigrants is that they fear Donald Trump is going to win, and they see a limited window of opportunity to get in before he takes office and shuts everything down. They're also well aware that, you know, Trump is planning a deportation program, a big one. But I guess they're willing to take their chances that they can escape that thing.
Yeah.
What they're really worried about is that Trump's going to start doing 100% pushbacks. You know, remain in Mexico. Everybody gets stuck in Mexico. And I think the Mexicans, the government, doesn't want that to happen. And I think they'll be incentivized to just open the floodgates and let whoever's down there. In their hundreds of thousands, there's at least 150,000 in Tapachula, I was told. There's probably many times that amount in other cities that are being held back. I think it's a massive human wave down there. And I think the Mexicans will be incentivized, if Trump wins especially, to cut them all loose and clear them out. Clear the pipeline, as they say, or clear the lines.
So let them cross, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Go ahead and let them cross?
Yes.
Now, what role, I mean, everybody talks about, I mean, very uneducated people up here talk constantly about the role of cartels. What is the role of cartels right now with all these people if the Mexican government is the one that's actively holding them back?
Right. Well, of course, the Mexican military operation, the media down there calls this Operation Carousel, because anybody who gets past the cordon gets caught usually somewhere in the north and gets returned. So it's like a carousel. But this has created a great opportunity for the cartels to smuggle people who have money to the U.S. border. And so we're still seeing 50, 60,000 a month reach the border. But what you'll notice about those people is that they're all extra-continental migrants. They're people from China and Vietnam and all the Middle Eastern countries. In other words, they're people who have a lot of resources and money. And if you have money, you can hire the cartels to bring you all the way through the checkpoints, paying bribes all the way through. Money is no object for most of those people that are reaching the border. The Chinese, the extra-continentals, they're just pouring into San Diego, and a lot of them are pouring through Arizona, and some are even starting to come in through Eagle Pass. Those are the rich people who are able to afford the, you know, $20,000, $30,000 smuggling rate to get through that Mexican military cordon down there. But the people that are in the caravans down there, they're poor. The people that are stuck in Tapachula, they're poor. You don't see any of these Chinese or Vietnamese or special interest aliens or people from who have money from Venezuela among them at all. But they're the masses.
Wow. Wow, it's very, very disturbing. So at this point, it's,
sorry.
It's they're being held and a trickle is coming through. But heaven knows what's going to happen November 5th.
That's right. Mm. You know, I've been reporting at length extensively about this Mexican operation since January is when I first noticed it. Remember in December, the numbers were record-breaking, 12,000, 14,000 a day crossing.
Yes.
It was untenable politically for the campaign season that was about to start.
Correct.
For the Democrats. Biden was still running back then, so they had to get that thing under control. And never mind all the talk about, oh, we need this big Senate bill they were able to just cut the thing down by 90% in a day with this Mexican deal. And the numbers dropped from 14,000 a day to 3,000 a day. And they've stayed down there in that range. It's still a high range, but it's not ionospheric like it was. And the media went away. You don't see a whole lot of media down there covering the trickles of people that kind of occasionally come through.
We hear up here constantly about how it's under control, how few people are crossing.
Well, that's why. Yep. And it's not just Todd Bensman and the Mexican media talking about this either. The Department of Homeland Security just published on October 2nd their 2025 national threat assessment, and the border section attributes the vast declines in illegal crossings primarily to what they call increased Mexican enforcement. Yep. That's this thing.
I like that.
Operation Carousel. That the American media won't talk about at all.
Wow. My friend, thank you very much. We're going to let you go, but thank you very, very much, as usual, for taking time to be with us. Folks, we're speaking with our good friend, Mr. Todd Bensman from the Center for Immigration Studies, probably the best informed person on this issue at the border. Thank you very, very much, Todd, for taking time to be with us.
Anytime.
You got it. Once again, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio.